Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now.
A woman in Alabama has been taken into custody following the discovery of a dead infant girl inside a hearse at a local funeral home. This is reported by law enforcement officials. Tarika Pearl was arrested by the Gadsden Police Department and is facing murder charges. According to the police, the baby was found at the West Gadsden Funeral Home. Dantes Robinson, the owner of the funeral home, explained that staff members were returning from another call when one of them thought they spotted a doll in the hearse. Upon opening the door, they were shocked to find it was actually the body of a baby girl. She was not placed in a casket, and the funeral home owner says the baby was fully clothed in her pajamas.
She was getting ready to get inside the car, noticed the baby in the back of the hearse, fully clothed. Pamper, pajama pants, and PJ. I have two kids, one is 7 and one is 4. When I saw it, it automatically made my heart drop. This is somebody's baby.
Lieutenant Dusty Ford of the Gadsden Police Department noted in less than 12 hours, the investigation transitioned from uncertainty to an arrest. Mayor Craig Ford commented on the case, stating, "This was a difficult situation for everyone involved. I commend our police department for their dedication to uncovering the truth and swiftly bringing about an arrest. While this does not erase the pain, it brings us a step closer to justice for this child." Currently, the Gadsden police have chosen not to disclose the name of the child and have not released her manner or cause of death.
Unfortunately, whoever baby it is and whoever done this, you know, just turn yourself in. Just say, hey, I know this family. Put chills on me now and talk about it. But if you know this baby, if you know the family, if you are missing a baby, go talk to authority.
Nancy, the West Gadsden Funeral Home, says they will take care of the child's funeral.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
The remains of an 18-year-old from North Carolina, Giovanni Pelletier, have been discovered in Florida over a week after he went missing. His family and authorities report that he sent a troubling final text to his mother before his disappearance. On Friday, the Manatee County Sheriff's Office announced that Pelletier's body was located in a retention pond adjacent to the southbound off-ramp of Interstate 75 and State Road 70. His backpack and cell phone were found in the vicinity the day prior. Bridget Pelletier, Giovanni's mother, shared the heartbreaking news on Facebook, saying, "My son was recently found after a desperate search by our family alone, and we are still facing an active investigation into his death. I am living every parent's worst nightmare, trying to find the strength to give him the goodbye he deserves. We kindly ask for privacy as we navigate this tragedy for his 4 younger siblings." The cause of death remains unclear at this time. Giovanni, who resided in North Carolina, was last seen on August 1st while vacationing with his family in Inglewood, Florida. He left around 1:30 a.m. to visit relatives in Brevard County, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Reports indicate that he left in a vehicle with his cousins from his estranged biological father's family. Shortly thereafter, he sent a disturbing message to his mother that read, "Mom, help," and similar messages to his girlfriend and an aunt on his father's side. According to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, the cousins reported that Giovanni began to act strangely before he exited the vehicle and walked away near SR 70 in Manatee County. His family from North Carolina launched a search for him immediately. The effort grew to nearly 24 volunteers who used ATVs and drones to assist in the search. Before Giovanni's body was found, his aunt, Desiree Pelletier, expressed concern about the cousins' involvement, stating they had altered their account events. "How are we supposed to be okay with these 3 boys saying what happened and then they changed their story?" she questioned. "How are we supposed to be okay and not explore the possibility of something happening to him?" The Brevard County Sheriff's Office has since taken possession of the white Chevy Malibu that Pelletier was traveling in with his cousins, this according to Fox 13. The Brevard County Sheriff's Office says the investigation is ongoing.
Neighbors called Carroll County, Georgia cops after hearing a gunshot from Jeremy Talbert's home. Inside, cops find Talbert shot himself. When they inform the family, cops discover Talbert has an ex-wife, Samantha, who hasn't been seen or heard of in nearly 2 weeks. The couple had a history of domestic violence, but Samantha's truck was parked in Talbert's driveway. Samantha's daughter says she last spoke with mom Feb 25. Cops find Samantha's phone was shut off not long after that call and no activity on bank accounts since. Samantha Talbert, 5'4", shoulder-length blonde hair, missing nearly a month. If you have info on Samantha Talbert, call Carroll County, Georgia Sheriffs, 770-830-5916.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.